Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
Warping time. It's episode 492. So grab your rum and coke. We have plugins for arts and crafts, tracking time, stopping spammers, time traveling, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever-lovely...
Amber Overall.
And we have the usual great show for you today, but of course, off we go with a whole bunch of made-up stuff just for me. This is it, folks. We've made it to the end of the year that was never seemed like it was going to end. We are less than 12 hours away from an ending, at least here on the West Coast. Across the world, they've already entered into the new year, starting with Australia and other places over that direction. They're already into the new year. They're way ahead of us on this. It is the Mutant New Year's Eve show for 2021. And as I said, after all, down under, it's already 2021. Today's show is outside the normal, whatever normal might be. Keeping in tune for the new year, knowing that life is just a bunch of really good, great moments pushed in between a shitload of crap. So remember, all the good that has occurred to you, no matter where you are, what has befallen you, everyone has had some good occur to them this year. Remember those good moments that are in between all the crap you had to deal with. There's lots of good and great moments to remember. It is a new year and a time for a hopeful, positive change to that positive and be to that you look to be the positive and the change you want to see. Remember, we have entered the new age. We are in the age of Aquarius. It arrived on December 21st, 2020. One other little tidbit of news. Be sure to tune in later tonight for the inaugural podcast of the Rogues Tavern. It'll be live on our YouTube stream. There's a link in the show notes for that. And we'll try to promote it out as many places as we can. Or if you're catching this much later, go check out that. It'll be an interesting show. Hey, this show, we have great appreciation for the No Agenda Show for their provision of ideas and the stolen sound clips and songs.
Squirrel!
And before I get started, I want you to hang around for the end of the show for the Q&A segment with Amber. And for those listening on the podcast, you will want to check out the YouTube version, which has the other half of the Q&A. We split that in two. Half goes to all of you who download the podcast. The rest of it goes to those who come visit us on YouTube. With that all being said, it is...
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, your soapbox was very fancy today. Mm-hmm. So this is number 52 episodes for 2020. It's episode 492, and we've reached the end of the world. Well, the end of the year. So people are behaving as though it's the end of the world. Yeah, hope you have enough toilet paper. I noticed the shelf was looking kind of sad yesterday when I was grocery shopping. Maybe we are actually reaching the end of this world and entering into a new world, new universe at midnight tonight. Perhaps some of those out there are correct in a way, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
We have reached week 52 of the year 2020, and we are now 41 weeks into the Rona, where we have officials admitting to the fact that they have lied the past 2 to 3 times about our benchmarks on the way back to normal. Do the research, make up your own mind for yourself on that entire topic there. We, as a society, are going kind of nuts. There is a lot going on out there. However, in order to keep your marbles safe from the societal cracks or getting lost, create yourself that place I keep talking about. A little place where you can tune out for a while. It can be anywhere. A blanket thrown over your couch to build a fort, in your bed with your door closed, and a do not disturb sign or a sock on your door, or even in your car. Get into a space all your own. Throw on some music and grab a book, or even throw on an audiobook and grab a drink. Kick back and breathe. Try to get there at least once a week, more if you can. If you have kids, let them know that they should only bother you if they are broken, dying, or bleeding for one whole hour. Make your area comfy for you and try to remove all internet and radio with news hours while zoning out. Try to let go of everything outside of your control and work on pestering those you know and care about to get their own zone out spaces started. Rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Keep rinsing and rinse some more. All right. Well, we do have a little bit of, I don't know, where'd it go?
Did you lose your news?
I lost my news. Nope, that's not it. I lost my news jingle. That's what I get from moving things.
What are you doing to yourself, man?
I do this every year at this time. I rearrange things to pull into the new year with a whole new brain.
Well, it definitely makes the show more entertaining.
Well, you know, we'll just pretend we have a news jingle. I don't know where my news jingle went.
That's I told you to stop eating the jingles.
Oh, there it is.
It's time for WordPress plugins A to Z.
Nope, that's not
whatever
it.
Z is.
That wasn't it. That was the news jingle. It was right there. It changed it on me. The bloody thing. Oh, here it is. It's
below. Please,
that.
Can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet.
Shut up!
Thank you.
There we go.
Now, and I got now the WordPress news with John Overall.
Now I got their attention. All right. It is time for the WordPress news. Now, this week here, you know, we don't really have a whole heck of a lot of news. We'll go with the one news article I do have. And, well, I'm supposed to cover something before we jump into the news. So go check out the interview I did with Arindo Duque. Oh, I still haven't updated that. All right, wrong person. It's the interview I did with, no, that's NextPress. That's the other one. That's the wrong one. Yeah, I'm batting 1,000 here today, aren't I? But that's all right. I'm more than happy to just sort of mosey through a few things and get exactly what I needed here and pull this all together. Little by little, we shall have it all together. I did an interview. I put a sworn. I updated that. There it is. It's with Dmitry Balintink. I'm sorry, Dmitry. I butchered your last name. interview with Dmitry from Brizzy Builder. That's what I wanted to talk about before we jump into the news. And that way people know this is a really good interview. It ties in together with the contest we will get to a little bit later in the show. Hey, so for news, what do I have this week? We have a single piece of news, and that's it. But I do have a couple other things to say about that after this. All right, this is a great article here, and it's a really good one for those of you who are adding custom code to your WordPress websites. And this is an article on how to safely add that code and code snippets to your WordPress website, putting it in the right places so that, one, it doesn't get overwritten when you do updates, another, it doesn't break things along the way. There are proper ways to enter the code into your WordPress website, and this is a really good article to understand how that's done. You know, that can be done in multiple ways. It can be done through the functions file. It can be done by creating a custom plugin. Custom plugin is the very best way to do it, because it's your plugin, and then put that plugin in the must-use plugins folder, and that way your client never has the opportunity to turn that plugin off. So this is a really good article describing all of the things you need to do and what you want to do. So go check this one out. And okay, as I said, it's a light day for the news, and well, it's a good time to just kind of be random here. Of the news covered by us in the show, you know, what do you, this is a question out to you, the producers, and this is so that I'll get more or better news for you. Of the news that we have covered over this past year, what did you find most useful or most helpful, or what news would you like to see covered more of? That way we get more of that news in there. I mean, I know some weeks for WordPress, it's going to light on news, but there's lots of security issues, or there's tips like this on how to do coding. You know, what kind of information, news and information would you like to see? Now, this is the time of year, and I've noticed it for many years now. It usually happens for the last 2 weeks of the year, right around Christmas, all the way through to the first week of January. And virtually every article published is one of those great big list articles, such as top 5 spamming plugins, top 10 ways to dress your WordPress for a party, more plugins to help you score, Rum Taster's plugin of the year, etc., 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 and so on. You know, it's like there, it's a regurgitation of stuff after stuff after stuff. And it's mainly because, well, people are lazy this time of year. They don't want to put in any real work. And I don't blame them. I got the same problem. I don't want to do any real work this time of year. I just want to enjoy the holidays and move on to the new year. But again, anything you folks out there, all you you producers out there helping us with the show, anything you'd like to see, please send it in the comments, send it in by hitting the contact form, and tell us what kind of news and information will help you out. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. I have a question about this article.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know there was unsafe ways to put code into your site.
Yes. Yes, there is.
What is an unsafe way to put code into your site? Do you like...
You can go into the WordPress core files and make changes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be an okay.
You can go into your primary theme folder and put changes. And those are some unsafe ways. There's other things you can do. You can do things in the config file. There's ways to make a mess of stuff.
Okay, I understand now.
Yeah. Putting code in the wrong places. I mean, it'll work. Problem is it gets overwritten or changed, or some update comes along and wipes out everything you've done.
Oh, that sucks.
So what the idea of this is telling you what they mean by safe is more or less you put the code and it's not going to get overwritten by somebody coming along and doing an update.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which will happen. Sooner or later, your client will decide, I don't need to talk to them. I can push this update button.
Oh, geez.
It's going to happen, man. And they're going to call you up and they're going to go, oh, I broke my site. And you go, well, that's nice. Did you make a backup first? And go, oh, what? You go, oh, so we have to undo everything you did the hard way.
Oh, thank you, Dad's alter ego. I really appreciate that comment.
Dubai, just welcome 2020 and 21. All right. Need to put them in order of use across the board. I missed that.
No, the last comment.
Very true. Pull the information out of him. Well done.
Oh. Yes. Okay. That one.
Okay. Whatever information you need.
Just beat the information out of you.
Oh, beat the information out of me. Yeah, good luck with that.
It's more entertaining.
Uh-huh. All right, this is the point here where we do like to talk about those that support the show. And before we get into that, this is a value for value show. I know I say we'll take an ad in that one spot there, but you know, chances of that ever happening are slim to none. The only way we're getting any support on the show is for those of you supporting the show, you the producers, giving us content, artwork, helping out with contests. You know, there's lots of things that need to be done. One of the biggest things, of course, we do always need.
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. But I know that's not always an easy thing to do. But if you're getting any value out of this show, please give some value back. That could be anything. If it saves you 5 minutes, if you learn about a single plugin that saves you hours, you know, what's that worth to you? Send it to us, man. Send it right to us. You can donate directly via PayPal right off the website. Go to the contact page and fill out the form and just enter the amount you'd like to donate. And of course, the show doesn't work without you, the producers. And this week here, I would like to acknowledge, starting off with our artwork, which comes from Daniel Pays. And he has provided us with a massive mutant on a desert sand dunes. And of course, I think it was originally going to be for a Rage Against Jet Crap is how he titled it, which I thought was pretty cool. And it just seemed like the perfect sort of image to carry out the old year and bring in the new year. Raging Against Time. That should have been the title. I should have called it Rage Against the Year, but I like Warping Time. Anyway, great image. Thank you very much, Danielle. We greatly appreciate you supplying us the artwork. I did get an email from a fellow yesterday who's another artist who asked some questions about donating the artwork, so hopefully I see artwork from him real soon, and he'll claim the new title of the person with the artwork. And in fact, I'd just love to have multiple artists so that I can choose and it can actually become a real competition. That would actually be lots of fun. Anyway, thank you a lot. And for those of you on the stream, you get to see the preview of the art before it goes live later today. Okay, executive producers. The executive producer slot is for anyone who donates $50 or more. We don't get a lot of those these days. We still get the occasional one. But if you take up and donate $50 or more, you get a note read out on the show with links in it. And that's all put into the show notes if you want. So keep that in mind. Get some links back from a really good website. Big thank you, though, to all the producers out there who came in under $50. You know who you are. Your little small donations really help the show. They don't put any money in our pocket, but they do help offset some of the costs. So thank you very much for your time on that. If you want to support the show, well, you can start off by, first off, I'm still pimping out my daughter Amber there. If you want to see her pretty little mug in the live stream along with my big old mug, well, you're going to have to donate $300 or more to the show. Until that happens, I am going to raise the price, and I'm probably going to raise the price in the new year, and we'll keep raising it up, and eventually the only way you'll ever see her in the live stream is doing a GoFundMe to raise the money. So, at any rate, that's all I've got. You want to support the show? Head on over to WPPluginsAtoZ.com and hit the art generator, the submit articles, news, and information, submit plugin suggestions for reviews. You can also create monthly donations over at Patreon. Yes, we are still using that. No, we have not figured out how to make it work entirely. It's there. I still get a donation for that. I still got a couple of donors over there that donate a couple of bucks a month to my Patreon account. So thank you very much.
Well, worth keeping it.
Yeah, well, yeah, worth keeping it. All right, and I do want to continue one more time. Thank you to all the plugin developers that have supported the show over this past year by donating plugins for us to use and to give away in our contests. Without them, we wouldn't have a giveaway contest for you. And for you or for our listeners to enter into. Be sure to go and check the plugins pages for those plugins that have been donated to the contest. If you decide to use one for your site, please find a way to let them know you heard about that, about the plugin from WP Plugins A to Z. And to all the developers out there, a happy New Year's, and may you have a good year in 2021. So what do you want to say?
I just wanted to say how freaking awesome the art is. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get a word in edgewise before, but man, you just talk.
I do. You gotta actually slam into me.
Sometimes, yeah, but this art is really, really cool. It actually kind of reminds me of the old D&D board game I used to play.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like something out of StarCraft to me.
Yeah, it does.
So yeah, it's a great piece of art. I do like it. Now, I like the fact that he took our logo and sort of warped it up a little bit and gave it a bit of a change, you know, colorized the microphone. You
know, he is pretty cool.
He added a few things to it. And that's what I'd like to see more of from the artist is, you know, you can do whatever you want with the logo. Just keep it basically the same, you know, and make sure it's still well known. It's like they can have whatever fun they want with it. It's like all the No Agenda art. The No Agenda art never has the same. The logo's never quite the same. I mean,
yeah, I really like it.
They have their primary logo, but still the rest of it, it's always kind of played with. And I like it. And I don't have the time to do the artwork. And there's people out there that enjoy doing that stuff. So,
yeah, I don't have skills on a computer to warp around pictures like that. I'm always in awe of people who can create art on a computer.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. I used to be able to, but I fell out of the habits of it. And when I went back to use the programs, they changed the programs so much I couldn't figure out how the programs work anymore. So and that's the problem I've got. It's like I used to be very good at it. I did a lot of it back in the early years when Photoshop and Illustrator were first created. They were really simple, easy tools to use, but they've made them more complex over the years. And if you didn't keep up with them, you got lost in the changes.
All right. I never understood Photoshop. Now I'm trying to figure out GIMP, and that is hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, GIMP and Photoshop pretty similar. All right, it is time for us to dive into the meat and potatoes, into the depths of plugin depravity we go. Okay, classic press options. So I'm just going to skip right here. We don't have anything for classic press, just the usual stuff, the blog links, the forum links, etc. I haven't done anything for Classic Press. Nobody's sent me anything for Classic Press. I'm really hoping it doesn't die. I'd like to keep it going, but I don't have time to do anything in Classic Press. I just can't make the time in my schedule for it these days. I'd like to, but I can't. So if you'd really like to see more Classic Press stuff here, please supply it to us, and I will get it in the show, and I will give whoever sends me the info, I will give them full credit for sending it in. I won't try to hog the credit. I swear to God. All right, WordPress plugins. Now, these we do have. What have I got for WordPress plugins this week? The very first plugin I've got for you is called Years Since. This is a very simple plugin, and it's got lots and lots of uses it can be used for. And basically what it does is once you enter the short code into your site, turn the plugin on, enter the short code, it'll say anything you want number of years since. Like I can say, for example, it's going to show up in the show notes, the WP Plugins A to Z podcast has been running for 9 years, and it is the longest continuous running podcast, and it will continue to update year after year. It'll keep a running tally of it, of the years. You don't have to go in and change it, which is kind of a cool thing. Like if you have something on your site that said, I've been doing development for 5 years, instead of remembering to update that post every year, this will help you with it. And you can use it for many other areas. Really great plugin, simple, free, does exactly what it's supposed to. It gets a 5 dragon rating.
Oh, good. You found your dragon this time.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't lose him.
That's actually pretty cool. It ties in really well with mine. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you there.
No, keep talking.
So that ties in really well with mine, although when I found this one, it's called Current Year and Copyright Short Codes. I was immediately thinking of artists. This one is designed to auto-update for the date and short code on your site. So instead of counting the years past, it just keeps everything updated to the current year. So for example, if you create something in 2018, put down your copyright and year of creation. Once January 1st comes around, it'll auto-update to 2019 for you. So your work is still copyrighted, and you don't have to remember everything you need to update in the new year to go through and do it manually. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much the same thing, only like different directions almost. Kind of yep. Cool.
It is.
This is free, simple, very elegant. I really like it. It's just a nice little short code and very useful. Go and check it out. I rate it at 5 dragons.
Okay, next up for you, I've got another one. This one was born out of necessity. Spammers, they get crazier and crazier every single year. They get more creative. You know, they send out the bots. You smack the bots back. They hire humans at pennies a day to come in and manually do stuff. Well, they've developed a new trick that I noticed has been occurring in the last couple of months that I hadn't seen before. And what they're doing to you now is they're using your contact form, and they find your email address on your website. So they're entering your email address in your contact form. So what happens is you not only get the contact form full of spam, but then you get the email that was supposed to be sent out to the people who had filled out the contact form saying, thank you for filling out the contact form. Here's some additional information till I reach out to you, et cetera, et cetera. So what they've been happening is I've been getting these spam emails, and then I've been getting the return contact. I'm looking and saying, they're using my email address, which is a real pain in the ass. So what happens, I went, okay, there's got to be a blacklist of some sort for Gravity Forms I can put in there. And sure enough, there's this plugin here. It's Gravity Forms email blacklist. If you're using Gravity Forms, which of course is the best contact form system out there, there's nothing better. Granted, it's expensive for virtually everyone out there except those of like me who bought it when Gravity Forms was brand new and bought their extended lifetime license. So I'm really quite happy on that one. So at any rate, and they're actually honoring it, they're one of the few companies to honor their original agreement with their original supporters of their plugin. Kudos to Gravity Forms. So anyway, great plugin. It adds the functionality to the forms that you can go in and set a master blacklist for every form you have, or you can set individual blacklist emails on each individual form. And what it does, it prevents anyone from submitting that form if they use any of the emails you have put in there that said are blacklisted. So basically, you put your own email in there and say it's blacklisted so that that form cannot be submitted. So anyway, go check this one out. Really great plugin. Works like a hot damn if you've got Gravity Forms. And I give it a 5. Dragon rating.
That really sucks, a new trick they have, but that is a freaking fantastic plugin.
Yeah, well, it's spammers, man. Every time you have it, it's an arms race between spammers and hackers and program developers, and it's an arms race. It's been an arms race since the... Actually, it started around 1999, 2000, because previous to that, the internet was a wonderful place in the beginning. Everybody was really, it was really a utopia kind of place in the first few years. A lot went on. The viruses that were written weren't really viruses. They were more like jokes. You know, like I remember the cup holder virus. That one was quite funny.
Cup holder virus?
Yeah, well, then in the days when the CD-ROM was really popular, you get somebody and say, hey, put this on your computer for a free cup holder. And of course, you click it on, and what it did was it opened up your CD-ROM for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so you know they were fun. They weren't out to do any damage. They were just to create issues and have fun. But not anymore, man. Not anymore.
Everything evil. Starts out as a utopia, man.
Oh, I know. And now it's just multiple piles of evil.
So the next one I have is paper mache, although I think if I say it correctly, it's like papier mache. I don't know.
How's your French? Spanish.
No, it's Spanish. And the only word I ever remembered from Spanish was chica.
Mm. So. Papier mache.
There we go. All right. So the paper mache, I'll say it just English. It is a pretty cool little plugin. It's kind of exciting. It's a plugin that offers up confetti for celebration. Cool. And at the price of free. Once you plug it in and activate it, you need to go into appearance, then customize, then you see the paper mache settings. Yeah. I really love the settings offered up in this plugin. You can choose which page of your site to add it to, or just choose the entire site. You can also choose to remove it from view from particular roles. Mm-hmm. I've never actually seen that option before. Maybe it's just because I'm still so new to this, but being able to choose which role gets to see it and which role doesn't have to see it.
Cool.
Seems like it'd be pretty awesome if you want to either pull a prank or if you want to just put it on your site, but you don't want to deal with it while you're working.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. And you can also make it so that you also get to choose which shape falls. There's circles, squares, triangles, how many shapes fall at a time, and what color the confetti is that falls.
Nice.
Pretty nifty.
Very nice.
Yeah. So I rate this at 5 dragons.
Excellent. That's pretty cool. I do like that you can set it to one single page. One cool thing you could use it for is, you know, if somebody donates to your show, and when they're redirected to a new page, you can poof, have confetti everywhere for them.
Exactly.
You know, do all kinds of cool things with it. So yeah, that's kind of a neat one. I like it.
It's a pretty happy plug-in day today.
Yeah. It is. It is aces today. We have 4 aces today. You have enough to have enough to win a poker hand. All
nice.
Right. This show is currently brought to you by... Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting. Providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high-quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down. Absolutely. Quality web hosting, and it is exclusive. I don't let just anybody on my servers. All my clients have been vetted, so they're quality websites. There's no crap on my servers. And I do my damnedest to keep the spam away. All right. And listener feedback, we don't really have any real listener feedback this week. The only thing I've really got to say is, you know, go check out the No Agenda Red Book that I created, which is my pet project, trying to my contribution to the No Agenda show, aside from the fact that I'm a knight in that nation. And this is just a way of giving back to their community. And that's the whole thing. You want to give back to whatever community you belong to. So if you're a part of this community, give something back to it. The other thing is, of course, go check out the Rogues Tavern website and go check out what we're going to be doing later this evening for our first live podcast for the Rogues Tavern, which will turn into a full-blown podcast because, well, after all, that's my next business venture and I want to get that moving along. Okay, and contests. We do have contests. First off, I'd like to say thank you to the Simple Giveaways plugin. Those guys have been kind enough for a couple of years now to provide us with the premium version of their plugin for our contest. I did pay for it for a few years, but after talking to them, they said, hey, we'll give you the premium. They gave me a super deluxe premium version, I think. I don't know. Something really nice. It's a great plugin. I've been using it since it was brand new, and it manages contests beautifully, and they've built in integration into it now to multiple marketing platforms, so you can collect emails, do more marketing with it. There's a lot that it can be done. You just got to get your marketing manager to get working on it and start doing the things that need to be done. Go check it out. This week here, we are giving away the Brizzy Builder from Brizzy.io. It is the next-gen website builder that anyone can use. We are giving away an unlimited lifetime license valued at $299. And this is a very fantastic-looking plugin. I had a nice interview with Demi, the co-founder of Brizzy Page Builder. Really great interview. Link is in the show notes. Go check out that interview. I learned a whole lot more about Brizzy than I thought I knew. It's as good as Elementor. I'm just tied in the Elementor system, and I might have considered Brizzy because it's a really good builder. So if you're still considering what builder system to go to, you might check out Brizzy before you commit to anything. And hey, if you entered a contest, you may never have to pay for it for your lifetime.
So, that would be amazing, because from what I learned about it, it's a pretty interesting
thing. Oh, it's a great plugin. It's a great system. It's a great builder system, and they've been on it for a couple of years, so they're still growing, and they're still expanding and adding stuff to it. So, any of you developers out there want to support the show? Donate a premium license to be used in a future contest. Just go to wppluginsaz.com/plugincontest. Enter all your details. And of course, before we jump into the Q&A, we got to wrap up a couple of quick things. And this show here, I covered up the following plugins. I covered up Years Since, which I gave a 5 to. And then I covered up the Gravity Forms email blacklist, which I gave a 5 to.
Oops, I had my thing off. Sorry. And I covered paper mache, which I gave a 5 to, and current year and copyright short codes, which I gave a 5 to.
Hey, and a couple of quick reminders. As we said, no meetup planned at the moment. You know, I'm going to bring them back in the new year. It is going to happen. The meetups will probably happen mid-island, and I'll probably have them up at the Oasis because that's a very convenient place for me. And but the Rogues Tavern, again, one more time, and I'll remind people again later, we are having, starting at 9 o'clock Pacific time tonight, we're going live. And with a little luck, we'll push it right into the New Year's, and we'll have lots of rum and lots of fun. Conversation will be the conversations you would find if you went into a Western tavern of the 1850s to the 1890s. That was where you got your news, your information, your stories. You know, that was where you hired the guns to come fight your wars. Everything happened in the taverns. The taverns were the central point of the old towns of the West. And that's also places that they kept out the really nice ladies. Only the rough ladies showed up there. All right. So if you want more about me, just go check out the Rogues Tavern. That pretty much brings us up to...
It's question and answer time.
Oh, you know what?
Hmm.
Oh, no, I got to wrap that later. Go ahead. There was just, my brain was getting ahead of itself, as it usually does.
A little hyperactivity.
No, ADHD, man. Squirrel.
squirrel.
So firstly, if anybody out there has any questions that they'd like to have asked, send them to me at amber@wppro.ca, and I will get them out there, and I'll ask my dad here. So my first question is, I noticed on quite a few plugins, I saw the following. This plugin doesn't work with your version of PHP. Learn more about updating PHP here, is the link that they put. And I was wondering, does this mean that older plugins are upgrading their PHP and making it impossible to keep the plugin going unless you update your PHP too? Or, like, how do you even update PHP? The whole thing is a little bit confusing to me.
No, that's not what it means. What it does mean is it means that, hang on a sec. I'm trying something with you. What it means is that your PHP is controlled by your web hosting provider. Okay, the versions of PHP. On my servers, I think I have one server that still has PHP 5.6 installed because that server's about 3 or 4 years old. And all my newer servers do not. They only have down to version 7.1 installed because anything previous to that is too old and problematic. And what they're talking about is they've written their plugins to support the latest versions of PHP, but not support the older versions of PHP because the older versions of PHP have security holes and problems in them. So it has to be updated. Now, if you're on a good quality hosting provider such as johnoverall.com, you can log into your control panel and with a, excuse me, with a quick, not the Rona, folks, not the Rona, hang on.
No, just trying to swallow down the wrong tube.
No, just talking too fast.
Ah.
Anyway, you can go in quickly into your control panel and change the PHP version for your domain. And you can automatically click from, you know, say version 7 to version 7.4, which is the latest right now, although version 8 is the absolute latest. But nobody's installing 8 yet. They'll wait until 8 becomes more stable. So, and you can switch back and forth really quickly with the click of a mouse, and then you go check your website and see if your website still works. I have clients that I've tried to update to version 7.4. The moment I do that, their whole site falls apart and breaks, which means they've got plugins or themes or something that doesn't support version 7.4. So I have to quickly revert them back to 7.1, and we have to do diagnostics and find out what's not working on their site, upgrade those things. Then they can upgrade to latest version of PHP. And this is a big push out there on the internet right now, is to push everyone forward to get them off the old versions. Because the old versions, like version 5.6, which was the stable version for PHP for like 4 or 5 years, it was the longest running stable version, is no longer supported, and more security holes are being discovered in it. And of course, if they're found by hackers, they exploit them. And that's where the problem is. But that's what it is. And it's not making it impossible to keep your plugin going unless you update. Well, that is. It is making it impossible to keep the plugin going unless you update your PHP. I mean, WordPress, you can't even be using the latest version of WordPress if you don't have at least PHP 7.1. And they're very quickly moving it to 7.4. And they're going to drop support for version 5.6 soon. So there's a lot of things that are going on in the development world. They're trying to get the security updated and tighter than it has been in a long time.
Okay, so now I have a better understanding of that. But it says it doesn't work with your version of PHP. So did I take it that the developers of the plugin made it with a new PHP?
Maybe.
Okay. Or is that just like a warning saying you must update or else?
Yeah. What it is, that what it's telling you is the plugin that you want to use doesn't work with the version PHP you have on your site, meaning your version is too new or too old for the plugin to function.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you need to upgrade, and most likely that you're on PHP 5.6 or 7.0. and it needs version 7.2 or above. And it says your plugin, this plugin is not going to work unless you upgrade your PHP for your website. And as I said, upgrading your PHP for your website, piece of cake, provided your hosting provider has it properly installed on the server. Because it's up to your hosting provider to install PHP on your server for you.
Okay, well, that's my next question. More in depth, how do you update your PHP? You say easy, easy with the click of the mouse, but what are you talking about?
Okay, well, before we dive into that one, I think this is where we will split this today. And okay. For those of you listening on the stream, you want to hear the answer to that question? Go check it out on the YouTube channel. So I'm going to let my girl take us out of here real quick. I get to take my tequila shot, and maybe that'll clear my rough throat. So off we go.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa2z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox.
I need limes.
WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa2z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa2z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts, and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.